Welcome to this exciting new edition of our engaging Meyer Life Health Talks series. My name is Miriam Stura, and together with the Meyer Life experts, we keep you updated on the most exciting topics in the health sector. In today's episode, we explore the nutritional philosophy of Meyer Life. What guidelines does Meyer Life follow for nutrition and why? I will now discuss the tips you can take for your daily nutrition with Meyer Life nutrition consultant Gisela Leimer. Hello, dear Gisela. I'm glad that you are here today and have time for a conversation.
I extend a warm welcome from my side as well, and I eagerly look forward to our meaningful exchange and discussions.
Dear Gisela, the nutritional philosophy at Meyer Life is based on the modern Meyer method. Could you please briefly outline what it specifically entails?
The contemporary Meyer method is fundamentally based on the foundational principles established by Dr. Franz Xaver Meyer. He was a renowned Austrian doctor who emphasized the holistic well-being of the entire body, focusing on both physical and mental health. Above all, digestion plays a very significant role, and mindful eating is essential. A quote that perhaps describes this well is, "One should not praise the cook before the stool is served." Because even as a child, Dr. Franz Xaver Meyer observed cows in the pasture and analyzed their droppings. An individual's bowel movement can reveal a great deal about our overall well-being, particularly concerning our digestion and the intricate inner workings of our body's health and function. Most individuals, when they learn about the Meyer cure or the Meyer diet, tend to primarily concentrate on the well-known milk roll diet that is a central aspect of this nutritional approach. This concept or situation might be familiar to some individuals. It has indeed modernized somewhat. Back then, the hard roll was specifically designed for thorough chewing, as foods with a firmer consistency require more diligent chewing to be adequately broken down and stored in the body for proper digestion and nutrition. However, since traditional rolls are made exclusively from wheat, and it is now well established that wheat can significantly promote inflammation within the body, modern Meyer therapy has evolved to move away from using wheat products, particularly rolls, and has replaced them with what we now refer to as chewing trainers for better health outcomes.
Chewing trainers? You may hear that phrase often, but what specific thoughts or images can our listeners and viewers conjure up from that?
A chewing trainer is not an actual person. It's not someone instructing you on how to chew, but rather it refers to the specific baked goods designed for that purpose. The traditional roll has now been replaced by a different variety of baked good, and at our hotel we proudly offer functional myodiagnostic services where food intolerances are thoroughly tested and assessed, and it actually turns out that 90% of our guests have a gluten intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have developed special chewing trainers at the hotel, as we call them, which serve for chewing but are not made from wheat, instead using gluten-free alternatives like buckwheat or quinoa. This is simply because it promotes better digestion while still emphasizing and training the importance of chewing.
How long do you typically chew on one of those snacks?
Well, of course, it depends on the consistency. Chewing trainers allow for longer chewing sessions. It's recommended to chew 40 to 60 times, that would be the best. But of course, other nutritious foods like freshly steamed vegetables or a quality protein source should not be underestimated in their importance. The better you chew, the better it is for digestion and thus for bowel movements.
When is the best time for me to take action and do something beneficial for my body, such as considering a Meyer therapy treatment?
In essence, you can do that at any time as long as it conveniently fits into your life and schedule. Since it doesn't solely focus on nutrition, it also comprehensively addresses important aspects of mental well-being. And this place, especially this hotel, is of course an excellent choice. The Meyer Life, located live by the beautiful Alta Circea with its stunning mountain backdrop, naturally invites you to set aside the stresses of everyday life and simply let your soul unwind a bit. Basically, it's for anyone who might need a little break from everyday life and wants to do something good for their health.
What therapy forms are available now?
I've heard there are different programs.
What is right for me?
Well, it's definitely very individual. So there is a doctor or a physician who specializes in a specific Meyer therapy, and they are essentially responsible for the guests throughout their entire stay or accompany them during the entire duration. Based on the therapies and analyses conducted by the doctors, one can determine which program is the best fit.
We offer a diverse range of therapies, so there's likely something appropriate and beneficial for everyone's unique needs.
However, in principle, this matter is thoroughly analyzed and carefully determined in collaboration with the specific Meyer doctor and their therapists.
What are the most common medications that are frequently prescribed?
When it comes to various diets, there are indeed numerous different options available to choose from. The most common are the mild detox diet and the candida diet. These still focus on gentle digestion, simply to relieve the digestive system a bit, but it is still not too strict. Of course, there are also very intensive methods like broth or tea fasting, but that might be an additional burden on the body in very stressful situations. But yes, it is decided very individually with the therapists and the doctors above all. It's quite interesting to mention the candida diet, which may resonate or ring a bell for some individuals who are familiar with it. Candida is a specific dietary approach designed to significantly reduce the overgrowth of yeast fungus that resides in our intestines. This yeast fungus is something that everyone has, but in certain situations when you feed it with sugar or various carbohydrates or yeast, it can grow and actually bring about a lot of different problems.
How can I notice this particular issue in my everyday life, allowing me to say, okay, perhaps I should take a closer look at this situation?
A major indication that something may be off is often having strong and persistent cravings for sweets, such as an intense hunger or a powerful appetite specifically for sugary foods. Of course, various issues such as skin irritations, persistent fatigue, digestive problems, and even noticeable emotional changes can be observed, as these factors significantly impact overall mood and well-being.
In what way?
Well, because this specific yeast fungus has a strong demand for sugar to thrive and you can't always provide it with sufficient nutrients, it may exhibit very stressful behaviors and can sometimes act in a surprisingly aggressive manner towards its environment or other organisms.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes, and that is precisely what the diet aims for. During our course, it's about gently reducing this fungus with a bland diet, where you get potatoes and steamed vegetables, for example, or alkaline soups, which can help to mitigate this fungus over time.
In most of the diets you propose, do participants receive something to eat?
Yes, usually. It's not that you receive absolutely nothing to eat. That would be an extremely strict form of restriction. It is, of course, primarily about sparing the delicate digestive tract and especially focusing on thoroughly cleansing it. During the patient's stay, for example, Glauber salt or magnesium citrate is often prescribed and administered by our skilled doctors, as it is highly beneficial for effectively cleansing and detoxifying the digestive tract for better health. And afterwards, it's all about effectively rebuilding the diverse microbiome with the quality nutrition we provide here.
I was stuck on the quote that states no form of modern mare therapy, not even the mildest, meets the requirements of a healthy diet for everyday life. What specific foods do you envision when you mention a bland diet? Does that mean I should avoid incorporating it into my daily life routine altogether?
So this quote is actually more focused on, as mentioned earlier, this Glauber's salt or magnesium citrate, which is used, for example, for cleansing the intestines, and that it's something one might not want to do on a regular basis. It can be dangerous if you do that for a long time. Drumming is really something that should only be done under medical supervision. It really depends on individual needs, but the diet we have, especially the light diet and occasionally the separation diet, can definitely be incorporated into daily life, as it can make a huge difference for digestion. I've noticed a significant and remarkable improvement in my overall energy levels, particularly when it comes to how different foods are prepared and the specific ingredients they contain. This awareness has really changed my approach to eating and its impact on my daily vitality and well-being. We truly emphasize gentle preparation methods and wholesome natural foods, which stand in stark contrast to junk food or fast food that depletes energy and negatively impacts overall well-being. We are extremely careful to select foods that provide energy and vitality rather than those that deplete our energy levels and leave us feeling fatigued.
Mm-hmm. So you briefly mentioned this important point earlier in our conversation. There is also a certain dietary monotony. Why is it important and what does it look like?
Dietary monotony is a practice that is actually only recommended for the duration of our stay here. This is actually intended to protect and also to cleanse the gastrointestinal tract. Therefore, incorporating a wide variety of different foods into your diet can indeed be somewhat overwhelming for the digestive tract to handle effectively. During our comprehensive treatment, we place a strong emphasis on thoroughly cleansing and allowing the digestive tract to rest. It's recommended to have a certain dietary monotony in daily life.
What does this look like?
For example, we always have a base soup. the acid-base balance within our bodies is extremely important to us. I'm not sure if you've come across the concept of the acid-base balance before.
Base powder. What exactly does it do in the body?
In our diet, we have a variety of acid-forming foods as well as a selection of alkaline foods that can impact our health. One can measure the pH level through a urine test, and from that one can analyze whether a person is more acidic or alkaline. The goal is generally to maintain a slightly alkaline state. Because acids in the body are simply not good for the organs, too much acid is harmful.
Can I test this at home? Can I obtain strips similar to those from the pharmacy?
Certainly. You can always purchase them conveniently from the pharmacy or select drugstores that offer such products. It's definitely more accurate if you have it done by a doctor. Essentially, any licensed doctor has the ability to conduct a urine test, send it to a specialized lab for analysis, and subsequently provide you with detailed and accurate results regarding your pH level. It's simply more accurate than attempting to do it yourself at home. However, fundamentally, as you previously mentioned, the base powder significantly assists in neutralizing both acids and bases within the body throughout the treatment process. To ensure the effective preservation and thorough cleansing of the digestive tract, we also provide a specially formulated base powder. Our primary focus is on a base diet, which consists mainly of nourishing vegetable soups. For instance, these soups typically feature a foundation of various vegetables, such as beetroot combined with potatoes. This is because potatoes are recognized as the only carbohydrates that remain alkaline within the diet. This dietary approach is often referred to as base soup or base broth. The latter is considered a more stringent version, as it resembles the consumption of plain water or herbal tea, aiming to be gentle and beneficial for the body's overall health and digestive functions. That's what you would commonly refer to as fasting. Mm-hmm. It's distinct from standard broth or traditional chicken broth. For us, it's primarily centered around a variety of vegetables, since our main focus is on promoting alkaline nutrition.
What is the problem when the body is over-acidic?
Basically, one can say that it is very bad for the organs, especially for the liver and generally for the entire digestive tract. Again, this affects the mood. It truly reflects positively in the overall well-being of individuals, yes. For example, uric acid can also be involved. Someone who focuses solely on consuming meat or heavily processed carbohydrates, such as greasy fries, for instance, will produce an excess of acids, particularly from sources like coffee or alcohol. These are all foods that are simply very acidic for our bodies, and over time, that is just not sensible for our organs, especially for the kidneys. The goal is actually always to be on the slightly alkaline side.
I've heard from multiple sources that you possess the well-known 4 S's.
Yes.
Conservation, cleaning, training, and substitution. What exactly does that entail?
And maybe you can briefly touch on all of them.
Yes, so basically these 4 important S's play a crucial role in our discussion. The 2 elements cannot truly exist without each other. They must come together to form a cohesive unit, these 4 essential S's. Along with rest, it's about what we've previously discussed, providing relief and rejuvenation for the body, especially focusing on effectively getting rid of all the harmful toxins from the body, ensuring proper timing when eating, such as thoroughly chewing each bite and making sure that the food is prepared in a gentle and healthy way. In our kitchen downstairs, for example, the kitchen team doesn't sear anything too sharply because that would cause the vitamins and minerals to be lost. Everything is prepared with great care and attention to detail. And as mentioned earlier, the consideration for mental well-being is crucial. Indeed, stress has a profound and substantial impact on it. For effective cleansing, both Glauber's salt and magnesium citrate are utilized alongside the base powder. These substances, magnesium citrate and Glauber's salt, play a significant role in cleansing the body from within by flushing out toxins that may accumulate in the internal walls, including remnants of old stool that can contribute to inflammation and discomfort in the body. By promoting regular bowel movements, magnesium citrate or Glauber's salt assists in removing these unwanted substances from the digestive system, ultimately supporting overall health and well-being. Mm-hmm. There is indeed a more advanced and effective method available for thoroughly cleansing the intestinal tract. Maybe you know it, it's called colon hydrotherapy.
Never heard of it.
Yes, we have specially trained therapists who perform this procedure where the entire intestinal tract is gently flushed with warm water, allowing this water to effectively dissolve and remove any stool remnants that may have accumulated on the intestinal walls, promoting better digestive health. It's somewhat more intense, but it is exclusively administered by a qualified doctor for safety and effectiveness. The training also actively involves our skilled therapists, as it's crucial for them to understand how to effectively implement this approach in daily life situations. It's extremely important to not only do this for a single week, but also to understand how to maintain these practices consistently at home. What specific actions can I take myself to enhance my physical body and overall well-being?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And our skilled therapists play a crucial role in educating individuals on how to effectively implement these strategies into their daily lives.
Here are some helpful tips for maintaining daily nutrition that might be beneficial for those who are listening to us today. What important do's and don'ts should each of us consider from my personal perspective and experiences?
So fundamentally, the most important thing, first of all, is chewing. It really makes a huge difference. I know this is something you hear all the time. And for us, it's also about not going too deep, but rather connecting to the simple things, because that's what can be easily integrated into everyday life. And chewing, well, that's something we can all do. It's just important to take the time for it. Especially when you have your delicious plate of food right in front of you, I understand that our daily lives tend to be very stressful and hectic, and everyone has countless tasks to complete, leading us to forget to truly savor our meals. But it's very important when you have your plate in front of you to really chew each bite consciously, to salivate well, because digestion actually starts in the mouth. Through this saliva, a variety of important enzymes are already released, which are crucial for the initial stages of digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a simple action that everyone is able to do. To truly enhance your dining experience, take a moment to sit down consciously, chew your food thoroughly, and consider putting down your cutlery between bites. This practice encourages mindfulness while eating, allowing you to avoid distractions from the TV, computer, or phone, and instead focus completely on savoring your food. That's the most important thing to remember. And of course, please don't skip any meals at all. If you absolutely must skip one, then make sure to skip dinner instead. So it's really important to establish a certain routine with breakfast, lunch, and a light dinner, yes. But unfortunately, this trend is currently very, very popular, this intermittent fasting, where you skip breakfast and focus mainly on lunch and dinner, while our Maya cure is actually the exact opposite. So we really focus on breakfast and lunch because, especially in the morning, for example, cortisol levels are slightly elevated, and you can calm the cortisol levels by providing the body with energy, which we do through food. You can lower the cortisol hormone level a bit for better health. For those who may not be familiar with cortisol, it is a crucial stress hormone that our body produces, which typically reaches its peak levels in the early morning hours. Therefore, it's quite sensible and beneficial not to skip breakfast. Instead, aim to have at least a little something to eat, even if you're pressed for time. Following that, it's advisable to enjoy a good hearty lunch to fuel your day and consider having a small, easily digestible dinner later on to support your overall health and well-being.
When do you usually have dinner?
Of course, it's highly recommended to schedule it earlier. After all, the sooner the better. They say it should be done by 6 p.m. at the latest without delay. You should have had dinner by then, and it should really be something light and easy to digest. So perhaps consider starting with a base soup, such as a nourishing vegetable soup, because it's incredibly easy to digest and packed with nutrients. Alternatively, you could opt for vegetables accompanied by a good protein source, like a grilled piece of chicken breast or a serving of fish. From our perspective, it's advisable to avoid consuming carbohydrates in the evening, particularly foods like pasta or bread, as they are quickly converted into sugar and can be challenging for the body to digest, ultimately negatively impacting the quality of your sleep.
Thank you very much, dear Gisela. It was incredibly interesting. And in the upcoming podcast episode, we will continue exploring what all these foods do to our bodies and what an ideal day of nutrition truly looks like, right? Stay tuned for more insights.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to our second episode.
Dear listener, thank you very much for being with us. Listen to our other episodes of the Mare Life Health Talks as well. I promise there's truly something enjoyable for everyone here. The most important thing is to stay healthy, and see you soon.